Blog Talk Radio.
Insight Live, Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, New York, around the world, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about it right here. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, who we miss, passed away a year ago, January, year and a half already. Time flies. Joe, a great, great advocate, the assistant director of Inner Sight, the director of transportation advocacy, and really a cool guy. All right, Mad or Glad Monday, and we hope to have our engineer on in the broadcast so you can your phone call in here, 213-816-1650. You know what really irritates me, makes me mad, is the way this system operates for the disabled. You know, I was thinking today, we who are disabled, who don't drive, who can't drive, you know, and some of us depend on other people, and we all know how that is, how it can disappoint you and all that. But the system that's there for us for transportation is not servicing us properly during this pandemic business. I'll give you an example. You know, you can't get a ride from the local ADA transportation, you know, and go to a place and, you know, be dropped off and get your food, you know, and have them wait for you. You know, you got to stay at that place. Unless they change the rules, I'm not aware of it. You got to stay at that place for at least an hour or more. You know, so you know it's really ridiculous. And then why should we have to pay for that? We didn't create this thing. The medical profession let it happen. The politicians made up all these stupid rules, and they have everybody believing that a mask is going to protect you from a virus. Well, that's ridiculous. The only thing that really protects you from any disease is your immune system. If you have a mask on and you have a horrible immune system, and that germ comes on you and it gets under your mask and you ingest it, you're going to get a virus. So the mask doesn't mean a damn thing. You know, it's absolutely unnecessary. It's the immune system that means the most. So we have to put up with this, and we have to be inconvenienced, and on top of it, all the signs you can't read that I'm first learning about now. You know, all these signs that are, you know, and people, if you're lucky enough to get somebody to read them to you, you're visually impaired, how do you know they're reading them right? You know, you don't know that. The other day I was on the railroad, Long Island Railroad, here in New York, and they closed off. They used to have an information booth in the waiting room. They got rid of it because of this ridiculous so-called virus business, you know. So they had a guy in there, a couple of people in there hanging around who worked for the railroad. And I asked him about the train because I was running late and I missed my regular train. So he gave me information about the next train. Well, it turns out that he was dead wrong. And it's a good thing I was alert. There was a train going home, going to my station where I get off. Before that, he had me waiting an extra half an hour or more when there was a train before that. So he gave me the wrong information. You know? He went over to the window, I guess, and he read it. I couldn't read it. You know, I went upstairs, and they had an information guy upstairs, all locked in a booth, you know. And I double checked, and he told me there was an earlier train. But the point I'm making is, people give you wrong information when you can't read these things yourself. And sometimes it can be dangerous, you know. I mean, really, you know. If a person tells you there's a stop sign on the corner, and there is no stop sign, and you're expecting the cars to stop, you're visually impaired, you know. Let's say you have a cane, you don't have a guide dog. Wrong information, you know, because everything should be accessible and identifiable to everyone. And, you know, that's the other thing that's left out. It's bad enough that these accessible pedestrian signals that you know, you push the button and it talks and all that, bad enough that they aren't up every place where there's a crossing, you know, a crosswalk where everybody can read the light. But what about we can't read any of the stop signs when you come to a corner, those of us who are blind and visually impaired. What about that? How important is that? That's entirely left out. The American Disability Act doesn't even cover that. Now, the stop signs are way up high, all right, so the drivers could see them, good. But they have they're on a metal pole of some sort. Why didn't they put a stop sign down low on the same pole? Should they already, you know, put a raised print and a braille stop sign down low so the person, you know, upon finding the pole with their cane, or tell the guide dog, you know, find the sign. Dogs can take you to a sign. My dog does it all the time. You can teach him that. You know, find the sign, and you reach up, and you read it, and you know that there's a stop sign there. What a difference that makes, you know? Because even if a car stops, a lot of times people see a blind person, they may stop. Doesn't mean there's a stop sign there. It's always good to know. All these things are there for people's protection. And that's the point. That's why this ADA law is horrible. Because even when you go to court and you win under that set of rules, there's no enforcement. They don't enforce anything. It's horrible. They treat us like we're nothing, like we don't count. It's really, really horrible. All right, man, a glad Monday around the world. And we thank all our listeners that we've gone over 94,000, I heard. So that's good. Brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue.org. I believe June 28th is the online whisker walk coming up. I think that's next week. Yeah. Today's 22nd. It's about 6 days away. All right. June 28th. I believe that's the Whisker Walk. Oh, I'm going to double check that. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. We thank her for all her help and caring and loving of the dogs. And I thank her for the loving of my dog. All right. Around the world, Kennedy Realty. Good buddy over there. 631-888-1186. And Mr. Kennedy, a good friend of Inner Sight, has more than once donated to keep this program on the air. We greatly appreciate that. All right, we hope his office will be open soon and doing business. In the meantime, you can call his regular office phone and you'll get the cell phone if you have any questions, Denny Kennedy. The number is 631-888-1186. So check it out. Inner Sight reminds you. And we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, all the others. Watch out for them. Take care of them. All right? And we will always remember the youngsters who weren't taken care of the way they should have been, who lost their lives at a very, very early age. Horrible. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary. At 631-484-3085, you need dog food, cat food, or medical, give Gary a call. And remember, he survives on donations, so he may not always be able to get you what you need, but most of the time he comes through. All right. That number again, 631-843085. Around the world, Inner Sight. And James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. You need some info on that. 516-783-9662. Give Jimmy a call and tell me you heard about him right here on Inner Sight. Around the world. Let's see, got an email from Cablevision, so we'll be getting back in the studio pretty soon, do a couple of shows. We've been on rerun for the last couple of months, and hopefully we can get back in there. One of the biggest shows I'm going to do is how the politicians didn't protect people in the nursing homes. Well, that's horrible what they did to us and our brothers and sisters. So we're going to be doing a program on that. You can believe it. Inner Sight around the world. Mad or glad Monday. Awaiting the arrival of our engineers so we can get some phone calls. We know we get a lot of listeners. We appreciate that. A lot of people don't like to call in. A lot of people are not public. They don't like to be public, so that's all right. You listen. You know, I believe, and this is a big glad, I believe a lot of people listen to this show because they believe what we're saying is true. And the reason I believe that is because look at the numbers. How the numbers are constantly growing every week, you know, with the onset of this COVID-19, I hate that name, stupid name, COVID-19, we've added a couple of thousand, I believe, to our listenership. So people are hearing us, people are listening, and that's important. You don't have to come on the show. You don't have to talk. But if we're putting something out there that helps you, and I know a lot of people get help from Inner Sight just by listening, because you won't hear this kind of programming anywhere else for the disabled. Everybody's afraid to say the truth, but we're not. All right? Inner Sight around the world, so keep on listening. We appreciate it. We thank you so much. And as I've said many times before, if all of our listeners, you know, we are trying to get the money to modify the system and help millions of people. If every one of our listeners would send us a one-time donation of $5, we would be able to accomplish our goal. A one-time donation, $5. You can do it on the GoFundMe.
Yep.
You know, that's all we need, a one-time shot. All right. I want to thank Jimmy the Poet for his $50 donation. Great guy. You know, these small donations keep you going. Keep us on the air. Keep us alive, you know.
That's right.
So thanks to Jimmy, and we're going to try to get Jim on the, he's written a poem called Inner Sight.
Oh, that's cool.
Get him on the, into the studio, and I want to do an intro and use it every week with that. I love the poem.
Oh, it's cool. Yeah.
So we'll,
right.
Work on that.
Yeah.
All right. Engineer, co-host. Suzanne,
hey,
is that
doing?
You?
I think so.
Oh,
how
right.
You doing?
Good.
We have a board filled with two callers so far. Usuals, but
two callers. Well, that's not full. How many callers can that board hold at once?
I don't know.
Do you know?
No, I don't know. I'd have to
only
look.
Only about 10,
at
right?
Our, no, more.
A lot more?
Not a lot more, but it can hold a good amount. Why?
I thought it was about
10. I think like, no, more than that. But I don't know how much more than that. I have to look at our contract.
Anyway, upcoming birthday from Australia. What was the guy's name? Chris?
Chris Caggs. Caggs.
Chris Caggs.
Yeah.
Right? And his show in Australia, a radio show, what's it called?
Yeah.
Shake 'em up?
Shakedown. And nobody wants to know how I remember it.
he's an up guy, but the show is called Shakedown.
Yeah, he is.
All right, Shakedown.
The reason why it's
Shakedown
is he's a DJ, you know.
Yeah. Chris, coming up on your birthday Wednesday, and we'll be sure to remember that on Wednesday, too.
Yeah.
All right. Around the world. Yeah, we go to Australia. We make the world.
We have listeners there. They're our second most listeners, believe it or not. It's great.
All right. And thank you, Chris.
Hi, Australia.
thank you for promoting Inner Sight.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, I'm glad. 213-816-1650 around the world. So why don't we take a phone call?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to give you a choice. They both chimed in at the same time. So it's either Anthony or Maureen.
Let's take Anthony's call. We haven't had Anthony on for a while.
Okay, here
Anthony
comes.
From Brooklyn, live on Inner Sight.
Okay, here he is.
Hi, guys. Good evening. How's it going?
Yeah,
good.
Hey.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
I came on tonight to talk about something a little unusual. It's Excedrin. I wanted to tell you guys that Excedrin is back on the market. They took it off the market for a while because they had a shortage of the main ingredient of it, which is naproxen sodium. but I want to tell you guys that it's back on the market. You can buy it from Walmart, and they have large or small bottles. You can go to www.walmart.com. My mom suffers from extreme pain from arthritis, and when she gets up in the morning, she has to soak her legs in hot water before she can move. And because of that, without a home health aid, we suffer because, you know, if she can't move around that day, we can't get things done. And with people not showing up and people neglecting people, you really need a good agency that you can rely on and depend on.
Okay. Can you call me tomorrow? I'll go into the screening room and give you my phone number. I'll give you an agency better than the one that you have, because I can't see you without a home health aid. I really can't.
Oh, no. I have a new agency, which is kind of, excuse my language, trying to kiss my ass to keep the case because I have a lot of hours. So we'll see how it goes. But the guy today was okay. He was tolerable, but nothing, you know,
fantastic.
Super, nothing fantastic.
And was it the first day?
Today was not his first day. This is his second day, but he won't be coming back because he works for another agency. But there are a lot of people who work as home health aides who weren't taking advantage of clients before and weren't neglecting them before, but they are now because they know that these people are in, you know, more dire circumstances than they ever have been before because these agencies are short-staffed due to the fact that perhaps a lot of people don't want to work or their caregivers have died, and you have that guy who, you know, volunteers for United Spinal that, you know, you did the report with Michelle Charlesworth on, and, you know, obviously you could see he was very attached and close to his aide, and the aide took very good care of him. And, you know, that aide died, and now he's left out to pasture, basically, you know, and be the victim of neglect and be put at risk. And these people are real, these people are real low-life scumbags, excuse my language for saying that on the air. I know Frank doesn't like it when we curse, but I am in communication with an agency that I strongly endorse. And I know that they're all good people there, and let's just say that sooner rather than later they're going to come on this program right here and discuss their programs and services. And, you know, I would like to put my rubber stamp on it and endorse it and encourage people to switch to it if you have Fidelis or any of the insurance plans that they take. If you don't, then sign up for it privately. They are an excellent company. I will just tell you that for now, their name is AmeriCare. The number is 718-434-5100, and their web address is www.americareny.com. They're looking for male and female caregivers 18 or older, must be able to pass a clean criminal background check, drug test, physical.
Good.
You get $15 an hour if you take care of kids. They have the AmeriCare kids division where you get paid more. If you speak their language, you get paid more. And,
Your CD pass?
There's one other thing that if you do, you get paid more. Yes, they do have CDPAP. No. I don't think they do have CDPAP, but with their agency, you wouldn't need CDPAP because they just don't tolerate bullshit. If there are any problems, they get rid of you. The owners don't tolerate bullshit. The administrators
don't tolerate. Are you allowed to go in the car with the aide? Are you allowed to do things that you want? That's
if
the thing I like.
If you have a private case, you are, but remember, that's not their fault. They are required to abide by certain policies that are, you know, written by the state, and if they don't, you know, try to, you know, force you to abide by that, then they can get in trouble. But they're a good agency, and they care about people, and, you know, it's just that sometimes some people, you know, that they hire aren't as well-meaning as we would have hoped, or they, you know, they have neglected people, and they've left people in unfortunate situations, and you couldn't have told that people were that way, and, you know, you couldn't have expected that, and they neglected people, and shit happens. But they're going to hire a bunch of males and a bunch of females, whoever they get, and, you know, they flush the shit down the toilet whenever they find out about it and when people call and report these things happening. With that in mind, I would like to tell everyone, if you are in any kind of a critical state where, you know, you're on a breathing machine, you suffer from severe pain, can't move, you know, get headaches from, you know, walking around a lot, you need to call your care coordinator and have her update your profile and your forms to, you know, update your status to critical or whatever, you know, case modification you should be under, so you can get priority. Whereas
I got a question
that you would get.
Yes,
for
you, Anthony.
Yes.
You say they're going to hire men and women, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, who's going to train all these people?
They're trained by a nurse. Frank, I used to work for a home health aid agency. I can tell you everything that they're trained inside and out, but it would bore you. And, you know, it's simple. If you, you know, pay attention and you care and you have, you know, have a brain and you're, you know, you speak English well, you know, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. But it's not really, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to teach people, you know what I mean?
Don't you think the disabled should be training these people?
Well, Frank, we do train the aides when we get in, when they get into our own homes, because either they didn't understand something or we want our, you know, our garbage bags put a certain way, or we want, you know, I don't know, you to use more soap than that perhaps, or more water or whatever. It might be maybe you only want your garbage taken out once a day. Maybe you want taken out twice a day. Maybe you need to shower twice a day. Maybe you, you know, want two different meals cooked for lunch and dinner. Every case varies, but we still do ultimately have the right, because they only train them on universal precautions and, you know, basic stuff and things like that that they're required by the state to, you know, teach.
Yeah.
But it's up to the individual to train the aides, you know, according to their needs. And if they
if the disabled are going to train the aides after they've been trained by the agencies, the agencies get paid for training the aides. Why don't the disabled get paid for it?
That's true.
Well, that's a question that I can't answer. But all I can tell you is that we're volunteers.
No, I can tell you why. You don't have to answer. Because they use us.
Yeah,
well, that's
true.
What I'm
They're
saying.
They're using us.
All of these agencies use us because they only want us for the money. But this agency, Frank, I'm disabled myself. I wouldn't endorse something if it wasn't good, because, Frank, I don't give a fuck about these home care agencies. Excuse my language. And I'll I'll be the first to tell you that, and you always know that I don't care. I always, you know, tell the truth, and I don't sugarcoat anything, and I don't try to, you know, befriend people and say what they want to hear, just, you know, to befriend them and be part of a crew or club. I'm not afraid to stand alone, and I tell it like it is. You know, like I say, if the sky is blue, it's blue. If it's green, it's green. It's orange, it's orange. And in this case, it's blue. And this is the only home care agency I have ever or will ever endorse, you know, so much like this. I mean, I've endorsed other ones, but that's because I know that they're good. I know that the staff is good, and I know that they flush the garbage down the toilet and, you know, to the sea and to the swamp and wherever, you know, all the waste goes. But, you know, but it's a rare thing that you would ever hear me come out and say this, but, you know, you finally found an agency that really cares. I mean, you can't change they can't change the world around them. They're only a home care agency. They're there to work, and they have to abide by the existing system, and they, No. You know, you can't really bite the hand that feeds them, and nobody would pay attention to them anyway because they don't have authority over that. It's up to the disabled
right.
community to change the world around them, ourselves, and advocate for ourselves independently or collectively or together. And that's why these shows are so important, and the messages that we put out are so important, and the truth is, you know, what it is, and
yeah.
we lay everything out on the table, and we tell it like it is. And, you know, I tell you when something is good. I tell you when something is bad. I tell you when
right.
it's cold. I tell you when it's hot. And,
right.
you know, I tell you the reality of life, whether it be harsh.
If the state, if the state tells them to mistreat people, they're going to do it.
They will.
They're
going to
do it.
Too.
I don't care who they are, because they don't want to lose their license.
The state
Here's
doesn't
the
tell anyone
too.
To mistreat them, and the owners would,
no, I don't know about
of
that.
This agency,
I don't agree with that.
The owners
There's
well,
plenty
well,
of, we talked well, about this the other night, there's plenty of haters in these agencies and in the state.
Yeah.
Plenty
right.
of them.
Yes, but in this
do.
Agency, it's pure. It's as pure as Jesus' hands, Frank. I wouldn't tell you that. I'm not a salesperson. I don't get paid for it. I told you that Grace and Mercy was
yeah, okay.
full of a bunch of human fecal matter, and that it was understaffed, and that the owner doesn't have money to pay the staff and all that,
yeah.
which is true, and that they don't show up, and she uses a timesheet so that, you know, she's able to cheat them out of the money, because if they clock in, the state will know what time they got there if they investigated.
Right,
I always
right.
tell the truth. I haven't
right,
received
right.
a penny from Americare. But this company, if you tell them something
they clock
is wrong,
in, they, clock
they
out.
Fix
That's
it.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
they fix it. They make the problem
yeah.
go away. They wear the ID cards around their neck with the chain and everything, and they try to make it an honest, you know,
yeah.
upstanding, good, you know,
agency,
clean-handed
yeah.
company.
Right. Did
you
they
know,
the whole hours, not, you know.
Yeah.
The system. I understand.
Yeah, and
yeah.
if you're not, you're fired. I mean,
right.
and it's that simple. Like Donald Trump says, I have
you're
nothing.
Fired.
Yeah, I have nothing to lose or gain out of this. I mean, but you know, I always tell people, and I hate to use this word. If you don't believe me, I'm handicapped like you. You know, I
right.
suffer and sit in the same pile of human fecal matter you would if we were neglected. So,
right.
you know, I mean, every agency has impure people, but you don't have skeletons in your closet as long as you've cleaned them out. And,
right.
you know, and you've gone to the, you know, pastor and you've confessed the sins of your employees. But that's, you know, each individual's responsible for their own actions, and they have to live with karma and the consequences that follow
that's
as a result of their actions, and not the owner or the clients or anyone else. Should bear the burden of anyone else's.
All right, so
you know,
let's
human
we'll, you know, time will tell.
Like
let's see how they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I
you
know
what?
That they do well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Also, it would be a good test of time to see how they do, and maybe they'll be open to something that we would have to propose in the future. Who knows?
They do the best they can, and I spoke
yeah,
to
yeah.
someone. In the administrative office today, and she emailed the person that should come on the show and contact Frank, and I called
okay,
on behalf of InnerSight, so hopefully she
oh,
will get in contact with Frank, and I gave Frank her number so he can call, and I'm sure that, you know, he can get
Thank
her email
you,
address.
Home care advocate.
You're welcome, and I put my rubber stamp on it. Remember, I'm from InnerSight. I don't engage.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Frank, do
happen.
The honors. We've made. Go
well,
ahead,
not
Frank.
Not one of these agencies have come on the show yet.
But we've
this,
made.
This,
we have to tell everybody that
should.
We've made
well,
Anthony home care. Advocate, say it. You're the official.
And you know I have the biggest blabbermouth from the South there is. And
yeah.
if there's something wrong, I'll be the first one to go blah, 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 blah. And that's why half the agencies hate me, and I get blacklisted from them, and America welcomes me back because they know that I'm part of family. I love them, and they love us, and we love me. And you know, when you go to you know, your mother in the agency, or your grandmother, or the authoritative person in the agency, in the executive position, and you tell him or her there's something wrong, they fix it. They make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
They make the sky blue the way it's supposed to be for you again,
right.
And they make the sun shine in your eyes. You know, I don't get emotional over things like this. I don't get any profit off of them making money, but I always tell the truth from the bottom of my heart the way I see it, and that's the way I see this. So, Frank, I need a bright moment. You know, I need something to brighten up this second. You want to do that ginger ale bit? I know it's early, and it's not open mic.
Did you hear your voicemail?
Yeah, I did, and I had a ball with it. But for our listeners that look forward to it every week and can't wait till Friday, would you go ahead and do the honors, Mr. Burrito?
Oh, you want, you mean, you want Jimmy to...
Israel. Oh, my.
Yes.
He wants
Hey, Jimmy, where are you? I think Jimmy's hiding.
I'm right here. I heard the whole thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Frank, and thank you. Pale ginger ale, five cents a glass. If you don't like it, chill it up your ass.
There you go.
All right.
In a sight.
You're Frank Carino, honest and true.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Around the world.
We got to take another phone call.
Okay.
Anthony, thank you for the info, and thank you for being honest.
All
You're
right.
welcome, you guys. Take care, all of us.
Take
Have a good night.
Care.
God bless you guys.
Love
you.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, in a sight, let's see, television Wednesday night, channel 20, 8:30, and the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, channel 3 on the Spirit. So there's the in a sight view. You want to check us out, please do. In a sight, and we're here every night, 8 to 9. Tonight, Mad or Glad Monday, tomorrow night, open mic, Wednesday night, talking about how these politicians and the agencies should compensate us for the horrible way they've treated us with this pandemic, and especially the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that on Wednesday. All right, what we got? What's Thursday's show? I forgot.
Oh, you forgot already?
Thursday's show.
Terrible. I'll tell you, compensate those left in the nursing home.
No, that's Wednesday's show.
You sure? Okay.
I just
No. We didn't pick a Thursday show yet.
I thought we had another program for Thursday, but...
No.
All right, we'll come up with one. Friday's the funnies.
Yeah.
So be with us... end of the week, start the weekend off right with Inner Sight. We have any other callers?
Yes, we have Maureen.
All right, and then we'll do the ABLE news. Let's get Maureen.
Okay.
Our nursing home advocate. Inner Sight, live.
Hello, Maureen.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you guys tonight?
Maureen.
Hi.
Did you go out and get a drink, a little bit of a soda or something at a cafe on your birthday?
Yes, I took care of that. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Everything
yes,
went good. Thank you.
I knew you were bummed. What did you get? I want to make sure you got us something.
Yeah.
You went to a party on Sunday.
Yeah. I know. But she was real bummed on Saturday, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Her birthday.
But I was even worse yesterday because I got to talk to my mom. I told Frank already, but the girl who answers the phone said, "Let me run up and I'll take my phone and I'll, you know, let you talk to your mom for a minute." It was the most horrible, heart-wrenching experience I've ever had. She was crying.
I was crying.
She's in the room by herself. I think the other lady passed away. So she's by herself. She was lonely. When am I coming? This is just inexcusable and cruel and inhumane that we can't visit our loved ones, really, truly, you know?
This is disgusting. It's right.
It is. And the gosh darn governor, he's so concerned about baseball and what other stupid things is he, but nothing about the nursing homes, you know?
I know.
It truly was heart-wrenching. You know, she's by herself now. She's lonely. I mean, you know, she wants to know when I'm coming. I have no idea when I'm coming. And it's just unbearable anymore, you know?
I know.
It really is, you know?
Although I saw my mom, I got to say, she's totally not with it, and it was heart-wrenching, too. I just wanted to cry when she, you know, was, all her cognizance is gone.
Right.
Just utterly gone. Because nobody's there to stimulate her. Nobody's there to talk to her.
Yeah. And,
yeah,
and they had cartoons on. I mean, really, come on, people.
Cartoons.
I know they put
that,
you know. I mean, she's 85 years old.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, people have been protesting. People have been out rallying. People have been doing that. We can't see our loved ones. This is deplorable, really.
It is.
You know, and then that governor, he's the worst. I mean, he wouldn't answer the Republicans said he and five other Democratic governors had to send in the report on how many people they let into the hospital from, nursing homes from the hospital with the virus. They
he's
had till Thursday to do it. Huh?
He's on my list right now. Tomorrow is going to be my day of reckoning with him.
Yeah, because it was in the Post on Friday. They were supposed to send in the report telling how many people they put in there with it, how many people got sick, how many people died, and others refused to send it in.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
So I've decided I am not voting because I have had enough of both parties, truly. We get crap no matter what we vote for anyway, so I'm not even wasting my time with it. I'm not. I don't care anymore. You get crap. And I'm not wasting my time. Both parties are sickening and disgusting. So they've lost my vote in every area. I'm not bothering. You know? They've done nothing for us, you know?
Right now,
so that's
yeah.
it. What happens, happens.
I don't know
I'm
who
not
to vote
feel
for.
Responsible.
I haven't decided, really.
You what?
I don't like them. I don't like any of them. I might
no,
be on
I mean,
with you in the non-vote list.
Well,
or
I know
I might
Cuomo,
just write
I
Mickey Mouse in for all of them.
Cuomo, I'm never voting for, ever. Well, not that I ever did. I don't think, but I'm never voting for him.
For all of them and vote just for the act of voting because you have the right to vote. You know what I'm saying?
Biden, I know what's going to happen with that there. I know what's going to happen with that. So he's going to be out. And then Trump, Trump has a couple of good ideas, but the rest of it is crazy. So I'm finished. I'm finished with all of them.
All right. You can vote for the opposition. You could vote
for
the propositions if there are any. You could vote for, if you want to, any judges and stuff like that.
I don't even know who these
people
are.
You could look them up. That's what I do. I look up everybody. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm really, you know why? Because I want people's stance and I listen to them. Now they have where you could listen to it online.
Well,
but
I can't do that and I have no time.
I know.
I'm trying to get somewhere for my mom to, you know, get out of the nursing home so we can live in peace for a change after the last 8 years of nursing home.
I'll bet you Andy's going to endorse Joe Biden.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, he is, probably.
Yep.
Who is? Who?
Andy.
Andy's going to endorse Joe Biden, yeah.
Oh, of
He's
course.
Democrat.
Of course.
Democrat.
But I know what's
going to
happen there, so.
Yeah,
I know what's
going to
happen there, so I'm not going to bother with him either, you know. And he's definitely going to run in 4 years, Andy. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's saying he's not bully. Mm,
of course.
I'm saying
of course.
Bully big time.
Yeah, but I'm really fed up with all of them. After listening to them the past 3 months and seeing
now,
what they've all done.
Excuse me,
I'm
Maureen.
Finished.
If Andy Cuomo endorses Biden, and he's sure to do it, that means that Biden is just like Andy.
Yeah.
Of course. And I know what's going to happen.
Who would
I know
vote
what's
for that?
Gonna happen.
I don't want to vote
I know what's
going to
happen with Biden.
Like, really?
I just know what's going to happen there. So I'm not voting for him on the grounds of just, I know what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it. on the radio. But I know what's going to happen there, so I'm not voting for him either, you know? I'm finished. I'm finished with both of them, you know?
Yeah.
I've had enough of the two parties, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that's it. I'm finished, you know? But Cuomo, I will never, never vote for anything after what he did, you know?
Yeah.
The country is gone. It's finished. It's kaput. It's just gone to the crazy loonies. It really is, you know? So that's it. I can't be bothered anymore, you know? I really can't. I've had enough of them all, you know?
Oh.
Really have had enough of both of them, you know?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You know, so that's it, you know? But
sorry to hear about
your
mom, you know. That's my main concern.
Oh, that was just...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Frank.
My mom's like, both your mom and my mom, my goodness.
Yeah, it was just heart-wrenching.
They've gone through a lot this year.
And I want to, you know, the dietitian actually told me the other woman's not going to be coming back, so I know she passed away, you know? So, you know, I mean, now she's alone, and it's just awful. And there wasn't one story on yesterday, Jersey, let the people go to the, you know, see their loved ones in the nursing home. There wasn't one story on about how that went or anything. You know, nothing. Nothing about how, you know, the people did with that. But they have the stupidest stories on about things, you know? So, you know, it's just heart-wrenching. I mean, really, if I could, I'd go tomorrow and yank her out of the nursing home if I had an apartment for her, you know? Because a lot of people are taking their loved ones out, you know? But, you know, we don't have that luxury of having anywhere, you know? But if this goes on and it comes back, and, you know, I just can't have her exposed to that, you know? It's just too much. No.
It's more than that now.
Well,
she's been exposed to, you know, the COVID. What may, you know, does it make her more exposed to anything else? That's what I'm thinking too.
Well,
you
who
know?
Knows? Because first you were told if you had it, you wouldn't get it again. But then,
excuse me. We spoke with a friend of ours today who's an attorney. I don't want to talk about too many details, but we're going to try to get the Trump administration to do something about it. That's all I can say.
Well, that
right
would
now.
Be good. That would be good because
so.
You know
I really
that
hope
would be
so.
Good.
I mean, we're not gonna go to Cuomo to do something about it. He's proven that he doesn't give a damn.
Well, he's the one that exposed them to it by putting them in there. So we know how he is.
You're not gonna go to Biden, who's in with Andy Cuomo. He's not gonna do a damn thing. He's not going to go against the disagree with the governor who's going to endorse him and get him the New York vote, you know?
Right.
All that is connected.
If Trump is able to do something and get her out, then he'll get my vote. Because I do agree with him on a couple others.
We're going to find out. We're going to try something and see if it works.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
I do
know.
Agree with him on
who does something. I will give my vote to whomever wants to do anything. For real.
So,
I will.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I'm
I agree with him on a couple of things.
Hoping to put it in within a
too,
few
so.
Days.
Yeah.
All right,
and
in a sight. Maureen, anything else? We're going
to
move on.
Be, you know.
No, that's it. I have to call again and see. Nobody answered before when I called at 8 o'clock, a little after 8 to see how she was. I have to give them another call. Well, tomorrow
right.
I get the call from her again, so.
Tell your mom
I said
hello, that we're with her, and we're trying to
tell Mary
going,
that
you know?
We love her, we're with her. You know, tell her we want to see her on the outside, meet her.
Your mom too,
give
Suzanne,
her some hope,
okay?
Okay.
Yeah, your mom too, from us too.
I'll tell her
too,
for sure. I'll say, I got somebody you're going to want to meet. She'll be like, who,
right.
What, where? Oh, God. It's like a
20
question, more than that. If I say something like that, I don't want to confuse her anymore. But I'll just say something. I know somebody says hi, and then she'll ask me who, a friend, and that's it. I'll make it simple.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that'll be, I know. It's so
it's
sad.
It's hard for her.
Yeah.
Really is. She's very confused. Very.
All right.
Well,
in a
second,
we got to do the Able News.
Yes.
We're confused. We're confused
talk
on the outside.
Soon,
so Maureen. Imagine how bad it is for them.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Right.
Good night.
Thank
you. Take care.
All right. Around the world.
Bye.
Matt or Glad Monday. 213-816-1650. What are you mad about, glad about? Talk about it right here. Yeah, Able News.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative information with all that you have also personals ad, and you also have your help me out, Frank. A personals ad, and you also
calendar
have
of events.
A calendar of events, and you also have some to buy and sell some items, and you also have some other stuff. Right now, my brain is fried.
Articles for experts.
Articles. Yes, with vendors and stuff like that. And today, you can actually get a subscription if you just log on to ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. So don't forget to sign on to petitionschange.org. The one on the service dog school and the one on the nursing home. And tomorrow I'm going to call Senator Boyle on his cell phone to remind him that we want this law. You know? And I'm also going to call a friend of ours who's friendly with the head of the guide dog school out here to see if we can get him to set up a meeting to find out if they will cooperate with the legislature. That's what I want to know.
Yes. You know.
All right. A lot of political games going on now. There's president stuff, you know, and so inner sight is going to play, too.
Yeah.
You know, the Republicans have asked for information from the Democratic governors, and they are refusing to give the information. Or they're hesitating. Who knows what they're doing? If they're trying to fool around with the information in some way and change it, who knows? Right? So inner sight is going to play on the other side.
Yep.
That's all I can tell you. You know, we're working on something and. Who knows? I don't like all this political stuff, but what at this point, what else can you do?
Right.
You know, so we'll see what happens. We're going to go through the powers that be right here in Suffolk County and try to push through something to bust this thing wide open. All right, inner sight. Around the world, 213-816-1650. We got a few minutes left. Anybody on the line?
No, we just have the same people. I have a little mad.
A mad, all right.
Basically, it's about the paperwork I had to fill out for my husband's dentistry. He has a tooth that hurts him, and he needs it extracted. And, of course, I'm going to tell the audience, I'm legally blind, and all day I've had a nasty headache, and also because I'm straining my eyes with all this paperwork, and I can't see it off of a 2x4, literally 2 inches by 4 inches cell phone, and I can't really see it. So, and I don't have my computer from the commission for the blind / Helen Keller, and I can't see anything. And it's
how many
really
months has that been? That they've been
okay. Months
denying
for
you?
Well, months for Helen Keller and years for what do you call the Commission for the Blind. So now I'm getting real pissed off, honestly. Okay? They keep saying to me this, and this really blows my mind. They say to me, you know, we only been with you for a few months. Well, excuse me, that doesn't, and COVID, and COVID's been, wait a minute. That's Helen Keller. We've only been
assigned
to you.
Yeah, but that's not true.
For a few months. Yeah, I know.
They're affiliated with the commission.
That's what I said in the back of my mind. But they said, no, that's not true. We've been hired by the commission.
Well, it's the same thing. They're getting paid by the commission, aren't they?
Wait. They're paid by the commission. They're hired by the commission.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She said, we are a separate organization. She made that very clear to me.
Yeah, but they're getting paid from the Commission for the Blind.
I know that.
Which means that they're getting the money because of you.
That's right. I know that.
That's what I would have said to the son of bitches.
I did. Believe me, I did. I said, wait a second.
Stop playing games with me.
I said, aren't you getting paid by the commission? How? You're with the commission then.
Of course they are.
Without me, you wouldn't be paid by the commission, right?
Damn.
So hence, you know, and I just sat there and I waited for a response.
And thousands of others.
Yeah. I said, but, you know, I really need my, and then she made me lose the job, and Michelle's not happy about that. I told her, you lost the job? I was like, yeah.
Sure, you lost the job.
I did, of course. Who's going to wait for you to get computer equipment in your home? Who's going to wait? Nobody. Nobody's going to wait. You want a job?
They shouldn't have to wait.
That's right.
Should have been there. Should be there.
Should have been there, and you should have been ready, period, like anybody else, simply. Okay.
It's horrible.
You shouldn't have to wait for this shenanigan.
The way we're treated.
That's right. Why are we treated this way? That's the question I ask. Why? You know why we're hated? We're hated.
That's
we're
right.
Looked at.
Now
we're
you
looked
got
at,
it.
Yeah. We are looked at as inferior. We are. Really?
There are
we're
haters
looked at as
running these programs. I'm telling you, man. That's the
and
only
we're looked at as inferior.
Conclusion
really
that you can
it.
Come to.
Yeah.
Look at what they're doing to people.
Yeah.
You know? Bunch of damn haters. And a lot of them are following what the politicians are doing, that the politicians are haters.
Yeah. That's right.
That's where they're getting it from.
You know,
I better stay in good with the politicians.
So
otherwise, you know, they'll take away my money.
Stupid.
So they go
very
along
stupid.
With it.
You know what?
And
they
it translate
could make tons
haters.
More money if they did it on their own. Really? They could.
Yeah. That's
they
why InnerSight says,
status.
And we've said it 1,000 times and we'll keep saying it, the vocational money for a person should be in the name of that disabled person in an
that's
account.
Right. That's right.
So you don't have to be treated like this.
That's
if you
right.
had $25,000 in an account for your vocational, you'd have
every
that
year.
Computer,
mm-hmm.
that equipment years ago.
That's right.
And that is the answer.
Right.
You know?
I am
and the commission
sure
would only have to put up $12,000. The agencies put up the other half.
And
they
I think
spent
they
a hell of a lot more on you than $12,000. I guarantee you
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They jerked me off. That's what it is. Excuse me for saying
bunch
it that
bunch of haters.
They jerked me off big time.
A bunch of haters. All right, we got to go. Yeah. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, our callers, listeners around the world. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.